It's time for a check of local news on Q106. Here's news director Barry Wright.
Forecasters at the National Weather Service in Paducah are still tracking the potential for severe thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon through early Sunday morning. Confidence in the forecast has increased a bit from yesterday, and the Storm Prediction Center has expanded the slight risk of severe thunderstorms, level 2 out of 5, to cover much of the area. Thunderstorms are expected to fire tomorrow afternoon across southeast Missouri into southern Illinois. These storms will grow into a complex of thunderstorms that will push southeast into southwest Indiana and western Kentucky tomorrow evening through early Sunday morning. A few brief tornadoes, damaging wind gusts, and possibly some large hail remain the main risks. Rainfall amounts of 3/4 to 1.5 inches are forecast, with the greater amounts over southeast Missouri and southern Illinois. Minor flooding issues are possible, but the overall concern is pretty low for significant flash flooding. Williamson County Sheriff's deputies arrested a man after meth and stolen credit cards were found in his vehicle during a traffic stop Monday night in the 11,000 block of Skyline Drive in Marion. Eric F. Gibbs was cited for felony possession of methamphetamine, felony possession of another's credit cards, and misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. He was booked into the Williamson County Jail. Deputies knew Gibbs from prior encounters and knew he had an active Williamson County arrest warrant for failure to appear for criminal damage to property. He was also known to be the suspect in a separate incident involving the theft of credit cards and was driving the same vehicle used during that incident. Gibbs was taken into custody on the warrant at the traffic stop. Deputies conducted a search incident to arrest and found a clear glass pipe commonly used to ingest meth on its person. A lawful search of the vehicle was also conducted, with deputies finding meth in a clear plastic bag and credit cards belonging to the victim of the theft in the driver's side door. Illinois Governor Jamie Pritzker says he's a lucky man after reporting $1.4 million in gambling winnings from one trip to Las Vegas. A Republican legislator says it shows how out of touch the billionaire politician is. Greg Bishop has more.
The Chicago Tribune reported the Pritzkers paid around $1.6 million in federal taxes and around $500,000 in state income taxes for more than $10 million in income, including $1.4 million from gambling. Thursday, Pritzker told reporters he likes to play cards and got lucky on a trip to Las Vegas.
I mean, it was all, you know, it all happened over one trip. And it was incredibly lucky.
Republican State Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer agreed Pritzker is a lucky guy, beginning with inheriting his wealth.
Comes into office after some of the more difficult times we've ever had, falls right into a bucket of COVID money and all sorts of other bailout money, and then heads off to Vegas for a weekend and makes $1.4 million.
Davidsmeyer said the story shows how Pritzker cannot relate to the average man. I'm Greg Bishop.
Illinois leads a 21-state coalition blocking the USDA from demanding sensitive SNAP data as lawmakers and agency officials clash over work requirements, cost shifts, and administrative errors that could cost the state hundreds of millions. Katrina Barker has more.
In a news release, Attorney General Kwame Raoul says SNAP recipients shouldn't have to risk benefits to protect their personal information, while April Harris of the Chicago Coalition to End Homelessness told a recent committee hearing the program was a lifeline for her family during her husband's battle with epilepsy.
Illinois should ensure that SNAP remains fully funded and accessible.
Representing the Illinois Department of Human Services, Secretary Dulce Quintero warned the proposed federal legislation would shift the federal burden onto states, requiring Illinois to cover as much as $705 million in new costs tied to its 11.56% SNAP payment error rate.
In Illinois, we estimate at least 250 additional full-time employees are needed to respond to the federal changes.
I'm Katrina Barker.
For more news, go to Q1063.com. I'm Barry Wright. Have a good afternoon.